It's that time of year once again. As we approach Christmas, we look back and speak with some of the chief executives of the UK's leading sight loss charities. So, a bit of a reflection, if you like, on 2017, a look ahead to the new year, and even a bit of a personal highlight as well. Now, today, we have with us Tom Wright from Guide Dogs. Tom, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So 2017, quite a year, and also for yourself, you know, not long in the job either.
That's right. I joined Guide Dogs as chief executive at the beginning of September. So obviously a few months into my new role and absolutely loving it.
So if we were to look back at 2017, I'm sure there are many highlights or many challenges that the charity has gone through. What's kind of stood out for you?
Well, I think the new guide dog partnerships that we create every year, on the side of our vans, we reflect that we transform, we change lives. And every new guide dog partnership, and we have had 585 so far this year. Indeed, we've just reached a record 5,000 partnerships around the country. So that sense of helping to transform lives day in, day out, and every new guide dog partnership is one that we celebrate. So that's one particular area. But of course, guide dogs do far more than just guide dogs. And we help an enormous number of people to get out of their home and back into the community with volunteer sight guides. And we're really delighted to see that we've helped nearly 2,000 people so far via My Guide. And of course, we help a lot of children and young people. And so far this year, we've helped them nearly 3,000 times with essential services such as orientation and mobility training. So lots to celebrate in the year to date.
Lots of big figures in there as well, Tom, and you know all that has to be supported by donations from the public. What's fundraising been like in 2017?
Yes, I think our fundraising continues to be strong, and our sponsor, a puppy program, which has enormous support around the country, helps to fund our work, and that continues to do well. We also receive legacies, and our Name a Puppy program also is very strong, and we've got new fundraising to support some of our children's services. So yes, all in all, you know, we've had a good steady year in terms of fundraising.
Has it been a challenge coming up with new ways to fund the charity?
Well, I think our Sponsored Puppy Programme is very well established and very successful. Indeed, we've got advertising running at the moment to recruit new supporters, and that works very strongly for us. We've also had some great new partnerships with corporate companies like Toyota and BrewDog, and they're interesting opportunities to extend our reach and to gain and generate more support. And we're partly funded sometimes by local authorities or through the education system to help some of our younger children with rehabilitation and other services. So in different guises, you know, we get either direct funding or support or generate our own income to do our work.
And as you say, Tom, you know, there are other services. The guide dogs are your core service. In 2017, have those grown the way you've hoped? And do people almost transition through the services, perhaps to guide dogs at the end?
Yes, that's a very good observation. I mean, we have just achieved this sort of record of 5,000 guide dogs currently in service, and that's to be really celebrated. But of course, many of those same guide dog users will also have benefited from our other services. They might have had some orientation and mobility services from that, or indeed some people might at a later stage have services from our My Guide services as well. So you know, we do extend across really many people's lives, starting from very young ages in some cases.
You mentioned earlier Toyota and BrewDog, you know, looking to work closer with some very big commercial companies. Is that the way to go in terms of funding, you know, the current service or changes to service as well? Are you finding that these collaborations are becoming more important?
Well, I think that many charities are looking for what they call a diverse sort of income so that they're not over-reliant on one type of income. So there are lots of interesting opportunities. And this isn't new to Guide Dogs, our Name a Puppy program. We have many corporate partners who will name a puppy, or indeed you might have a school or a community or individuals. And indeed Toyota have named some of our puppies. So in a way, this isn't new to us, and we would continue to develop that. And indeed, you know, we look for other types of corporate support to help our work. So yes, this is part of a longer term approach to making sure we can secure the income to provide the wide range of services that we currently do. And of course, the demand for those, whether it's from children or young people, or indeed the demand for our core guide dog service, or indeed My Guide, is actually increasing at the moment. So we have to work harder, in effect, to meet those demands.
That was actually one of my next questions, Tom, was the demands on the service, because you are really out there. You know, you have the extremely enviably recognised logo in the dogs, and you're constantly asking people, you know, do you know someone who could benefit from our services? Could you benefit from our services? And that, I would imagine, would put a bit of pressure on if a lot of people do contact you, not just for the dogs, but for things, as you say, like My Guide or support for younger children.
Yes, and that's our particular challenge going forward, is how do we increase our ability to meet those demands? And of course, with higher levels of visual impairment, you know, there is increasing demand going forward. So we are very much working around that, and we want to try and ensure that, you know, we can manage the waiting lists for those services. And of course, we have many users as well whose dogs come up for retirement, who we also need to plan around their needs as well. So there's a lot of planning and a lot of thinking going into how we meet the current and future demand for what we do.
Now, we here on RIB Connect Radio talk a lot with guide dogs and service users and partners and so on a whole range of issues. And I know from myself being a guide dog owner, one of the topics which comes up a great deal is still this requirement, this constant requirement to remind businesses about accessibility for guide dog owners and their dogs. Has that come more to the fore this year as well?
It's always, I think, been a key focal point for us. And yes, in the year just gone, we've done a lot of work around this. So, for example, in September, we held our High Street Heroes event, where we got 500 dog campaigners to speak to thousands of business owners to remind them of the rights of assistance dog owners and ask them to display an assistance dog's welcome sticker. And you can see some of those around the country. We've also continued to campaign for disability equality training for all taxi and private hire drivers. And the government is taking notice, with mentions in the government's draft accessibility action plan, and indeed very positive comments made by the minister responsible, which is John Hayes. And thirdly, we've been campaigning to raise awareness of the dangers of shared services, i.e. streets where curbs and crossings have been removed. And, you know, our recommendations are being heard, and a report by the Women's Inequalities Committee highlighted our recommendations that the government require local authorities to call to a halt of the use of some of the shared space schemes, you know, pending clear national guidance that explicitly addresses the needs of disabled people. So those are just a few examples of some of the work we're doing to make it easier for people with sight loss to live the life they choose.
Some welcome changes as well, with improvements in the law and guidance for police forces, etc., around attacks on guide dogs, because not only harrowing for the dogs, the injuries, but for the owners as well, and an expense to guide dogs to treat these dogs.
Absolutely. I mean, it remains a big challenge for us, and we have lots of examples or incidents around the country, and of course continuing to help work with the local police and educate them of the seriousness of such assaults and how it affects both the individual and our dogs is a constant focal point for us. And we have local engagement officers in all of the guide dogs mobility centres around the country, and they're constantly on this particular case and picking up and campaigning and working with local police forces to promote a better understanding around this particular challenge. So I'm sure this will continue to be work for us going forward.
That's 2017. Just a few highlights there, Tom. If we're to look ahead to 2018, what sort of plans are there in place at the moment for the charity? Any changes to services, expansions, fundraising and so on?
Well, I think that, you know, as I said at the outset, we want to continue to focus on the guidance that we provide to people with sight loss, and that's a key focal point for us, and we want to promote the confidence and independence of people. So in that respect, continuing with our very strong guide dog service itself, and focusing even more on supporting young people with the skills and support that they need, and beginning to work more around some of the areas of technology that can also help in that guidance and supporting people's mobility. And we've been doing a lot of work with Microsoft in some of these areas, looking at potential applications that sort of complement the ability to support, you know, good navigation and good mobility. And ultimately, we want to increase the number of people that we reach. And in particular, we've been working very closely with RNIB, with the Thomas Pocklington Trust and Visionary UK and Visionary, in a more collective sense as to how we can offer a stronger national local service. And that's a key focal point as well in 2018.
There are overlapping services, and with money at a premium in funding and so on, it would make sense then to work with each other to deliver a better service without these overlaps.
I agree, and the chief executives of all the large national organisations are working very closely on this, and you know, we do want to see a strong sense of a more seamless sort of local and national interface that is tailored around the individual and their needs, and that we are not duplicating and ultimately providing a more comprehensive service. So that is a focal point to us. And clearly, each charity has a slightly different focus. You know, our strong focus, as I said, is really on guidance, supporting to promote, you know, people's confidence and independence. And that is our particular strength. But we have a very good footprint around the country. We can also help to perhaps host other charities and work with them at a local as well as a national level to provide stronger services.
Would there be one particular thing that you could perhaps highlight as something which stood out for you?
Well, I think a couple of things. I mean, certainly being new, you know, meeting the people we've helped and supported has been hugely inspirational. And whether it's some of the younger children that we have been supporting, or indeed people we've been supporting through My Guide. And the whole sense of life-changing services that, particularly with our guide dogs as well, it's so evident when I go out and talk and meet many of the people that we're helping and supporting at a community level. So that's very inspiring for us. I think I'd also want to mention in 2017 that we've had some excellent broader media coverage, which is helping to raise awareness of our work. And you might have seen on ITV this morning that there was a particular focus on our partnership and indeed following up with Luna when she's matched with a guide dog owner, which is obviously one of our dogs, in the early part of next year. We also, in September, had Guide Dogs Week. That was another highlight for us. And with that, we launched our first blind dates video, which was watched by nearly 2 million on social media. So there's been good highlights in terms of raising awareness of the differences we make to the lives of people with sight loss.
Tom, if people would like to learn more about guide dogs and the services, how can they do that?
Well, they can go and visit our website, which is guidedogs.org.uk, or they can phone our information number, which is 0800 953 0113. That's 0800 953 0113.
Tom, we'd like to wish everyone at Guide Dogs a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thanks to you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Indeed, and thank you very much, Alan, and can we wish you and Quigley a very happy Christmas and New Year as well?
He'll be very chuffed.